let's start like this. I'm not going to be there by an inside. There's a Mishnah Sochem. The Mishnah Sochem, Daf Lamed Hey, says, Chamisha Mine Dogam. There, the context there is Lagabi Yisachomets and the Mitzvah of Matzah. So it's Chamisha Mine Dogam, Chitis Ere Shifan, Kusmina and Shibaylis Shul. Those are the Chamisha Mine Dogam. The Gemara says, how do we know? It doesn't say in Torah that those are the Daf of the Chamisha Samin. It doesn't say that anywhere in Chumash. So the Gemara says, now we know it from the fact that those are the meaning that are bolu de chimutz. The Gemara is a heck of shmishi yeshne v'batoichel chometz yeshne v'kum echel matzah. In order to be considered lechem, lechem has to be made out of dogon. In order to be considered lechem from the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be something which could become chometz. And Chazal was kimlu that only these chameshes aminim are bolu de chimutz. Iris, for example, even though in many ways it seems to be similar to lechem, it's amazing. And there are some places in the world where it's the staple, the staff of life, the way grain is in Europe, and in our culture. So the Gemara says, but nonetheless, Eir is not bolu dechim; it's only bolu de sirochin, and so therefore it doesn't count as dogon. So that's definitive. Dogon has to be bolu dechim. That's in regard to matzah, but the Gemara in Menachah says that the same thing, really not lechem to everywhere in the Torah where it says lechem, by challah, for example, where it's challah is only an Easter that can be made into, that's going to be made into lechem. So the Gemara says we learn at lechem that lechem always is defined by these chameshes haminim, which in turn are defined by the fact that the boli day chimutz. So right away there's a shaila that we could ask, which is, how do we understand this drasha of kol shebolei dechimutz is that lechem has to be something that's bolei dechimutz? Is the pshat that it's just a gilui milsa that these are the five mini dogon? It's not so much that I need the chimutz per se. It's just a way that the Torah is indicating to me that these five minim, which happen to have in common the common denominator is the bolei dechimutz. These five minim are the minim. These are the five minim that count as dogon. Or perhaps it means more than that. Maybe there's an independent halacha that lechem has to be able to be bolu dechimutz. We'll see in a what might be an achimina. I'm not saying there's an achimina. We don't know what the achimina might be. Maybe there's no. We'll see in a second an achimina. Certainly has to be these five minim. Ayer is not. But what's the pshat on that? Is it just a gili milsa that ayer is not dogon and these five minim are dogon? But once you said these five minim are dogon, you said everything there is to say. Or is it more than that? There's actually a halacha that in order to be lechem, it has to be bepoil. The lechem has to be bepoil, able to be boli dechimutz. So l'chayr we could point to a machlekes yishayim that seems to revolve around this issue. There's a shayl like this: what's the halacha if I made matzah out of May Paris? Is it kosher for without any water involved? I didn't put any water into the matzah. I only made it out of May Paris. Roy b'shayim hold that it's not boli dechimutz. That in order to run for Rashi, there's a Shitas Yochid, which is a Shitas Rashi, that even if you put water, even if there's no water, May Paris are also Bolidei Chimutz, there's Chomet Nukshi, Nachayev Chorus, but it is able to be Machmas. But Rav Vishayim hold, based on the Sugya, that Easter that was made exclusively with May Paris is not able to be Bolidei Chimutz. So is that a matzah? If I made a matzah with Chameshes Mine Dogon, but instead of putting water in, I put in May Paris. Is that called lechem l'inyan matzah? The Rambam in Perek Vov Chometz Matzah Lochehei says that it's kosher for matzah. And the Rambam writes, therefore, that if a person made an iso, made a matzah out of shaloshev, and it was loshev with made peiros with no water, the Rambam says it's kosher and you yotzi dechayvas matzah. Now somebody might interject. One second. What happened to matzah shira? Are we familiar with the idea of matzah shira? You can't use matzah shira for a chayvus matzah. So that's a good point. So the answer is that the Rambam holds, it's the side issue. The Rambam holds that matzah shira is only from yayin, cholov, dvash, something very rich. But May Paris, the Rambam holds, does not make matzah shira. So therefore, matzah shira is not an issue. And you might say with the matzah was maybe made with May Paris. The Ramban is chayluk. The Ramban is chayluk on two grounds. First of all, the Ramban in the Milchamas in Pesachim in Perek Eloivin. The Ramban is chelik on two counts. First of all, the Ramban holds it's matzah shira. thinks everything is matzah shir. Okay, so that's not our concern. We're not living with sugi matzah shir. But besides that, the Ramban says, even if it were, even without the din of matzah shir, says the Ramban, it's not good for matzah because it's not boli de chimutz. A matzah was made only with meperes can't be boli de chimutz. And the halach is that matzah has to be lechem in order to be lechem, in order to be matzah. And matzah is a kind of lechem. It has to be boli de chimutz. If it was nilay shemeperes, not boli de chimutz. So we have in machlekes the Ramban and the Ramban. What's the halacha of a matzah that was made in such a way? It was made with the chameshes minei dogon, made out of wheat or grain or whatever. That was fine. But it was made in such a way that it could not be machmutz. Namely, it was made with meperes. The Ramban says it's fine. I thought boli dechimutz. Presumably, the Ramban would say that I don't care that it's not boli dechimutz. The drasha that mishiyeshne v'achecho chomet sheyeshne v'kum mecho matzah is just a gilui milsa. What's called dogon? Chamesh aminim a dogon. So that I have dogon. But there's no din that you actually have the matzah, that the matzah actually has to be able to be machmutz. It's not shalocha. So yishish and loishim meperes ukes not able to be boli dechimutz. Nice, it's a good matzah. And the Ramban is chelik. And the Ramban has no. It's not just that you need chamesh shmini dogon, but there's a live halacha that you have to have boli dechimutz. That a matzah has to be able to be boli dechimutz. And if you make the matzah with meperes, it's not boli dechimutz. So it's not lechem, and it's not good. But the MS is the Ramban himself. They're in the Mechamas. I think it's Aflam Vov, but they're in Sochem. I didn't give it a Maariz and Maariz Mokum because it's not. This is not what we're going to be detained with, and it's a long Ramban about other things. And if I gave it to you, it was a Maariz Mokum, you'd spend the whole Seder like working out sugis and Sochem that are not Arini. But Pesach Chadvarim, there's like a one. It's one line in the Ramban. Pesach Chadvarim, the Ramban says that an Issa that was the Ramban says that maybe you'll say, he sort of preempts. He says maybe you'll say that it's not true. Maybe the halacha of boli dechimutz is just to tell me that it has to be from the chamesh saminim, but not that you really need bepoil that it should be boli dechimutz. The Ramban himself speaks out. Maybe there's a possibility. The Ramban said, "No, I don't think that's true," and he brings a raya. This raya is from a gemara there in Pesachim, in the sukkah over there. The gemara there is discussing if you had an isha that was negotiated with meperes and you left it around in time to become chometz. So are you? So the gemara says that the gemara brings a raya that you're not chayav kars. So the Gemara says, why are you not chayav kars? The maskana of the Gemara is because meperes are not machmas. That's the maskana, like I said before, if meperes are not machmas. That's the bottom line of the Gemara. But the Gemara is, I have a meaning before that, and maybe the reason why you're not chayav kars is because since it's matzah shira, and it doesn't say meperes there, it says yayin chol of something that's for sure matzah shira. It says, since it's matzah shira, so maybe we should say a hekesh, just like there's a hekesh. That mishabol de chametz chimutz is a yoytzi chayvus matzah. Maybe the hekesh runs in the other direction also. That only something that if it was not chametz, you could use it for mitzvahs matzah. Are you chayev kares mishum chametz? So since this is a matzah shira, if it wouldn't be chametz, you wouldn't be able to use it by the seder because it's a matzah shira. So maybe this is derashava. This maybe derashava tells me that it's not kosher for chametz. That you're not chayev kares for chametz either. So Gemara rejects that. That's not the pshat, and the reason is because it's not the. But that's the reason. That's not the pshat. The reason is because it's be'etz and not boli de'chimutz. But the Rabbanu Kapanim says, you see that this hekesh is not merely a hekesh to be megalim milsa about the chamesh aminim being lechem. You see that no, this is a real. This is a real hekesh lechol dova that dine matzah and dine chometz are connected to each other. So just like the Gemara had just having Leinian with the Gemara is busy with it's only havamina. But the Rabban says, you see the way the Gzarish from that havamina, you see how the Gzarish Shava works. That it's not merely Xer Shova to be Megala Milso, what's called Chameshus, meaning what's called Dogon. It's broader than that. It tells me that Dine Lechem, Dine Matzah learned out from Dine Chometz. And Dine Chometz learned out from Dine Matzah. So if that's the case, says the Ramban. So there's Aloch and Chometz. So if that's the case, says the Ramban. So if the Matzah is not Bolo Dechimut, so then it's not Koshel Mitzvah's Matzah. Anyway, the Kitzler Ramban speaks out the fairies that he's aware that you could say otherwise, and he says that this is, nonetheless, he thinks that this is the Pshat. What are the Ramban to do for that Rayim? Some of the Ramban will say that that's only Havamina on the Maskana. The Gemara and Havamina like that. The Maskana, that's not the Pshat and the Zereshom. Okay. So Zochinu, we have a Machlech Shoshoinim between the Ramban and the Ramban. What's the Pshat and this Zereshom, this Halacha that you need, Bola Dechimus? The Ramban holds just a Gilim Milsa, what's called Dagon. And the Ramban holds, no, it's actually halacha bepoil that matzah, in order to be yotzei matzah, it has to be bepoil able to be bolidei chimitz. Now we can ask an opposite chakira. Machonim kaivashirim talks a little. The Fidei Ramban that there's a halacha that it has to be bolidei chimitz. If that's how he understands the halacha, that the poil, the matzah, has to be brought to the chimitz in order to be kosher. Is that all there is? Is that the whole thing? Or is there also a halacha that you have to have these minim of chameshes minei dogon? Maybe the Fidei Ramban, just like we saw in the Ramban, there's only one din, namely a gili milso that these are the chameshes minei dogon, but there's no din that you need to have brought to the chimitz. Maybe if you feel the Ramban, there's also only one din, but the other din. Maybe if you feel the Ramban, all there is the halacha that the poil, the matz, has to be bolid echimus in order to be lechem. But maybe there's no requirement that it be from the chameshes aminim, per se, except that if it's not from the chameshes aminim, it won't be able to be bolid echimus. But maybe you don't, there is no gili milsa that dafka these minim are called the chameshes mini dollar. Maybe all there is the halacha that the matzah should be able to be, the lechem should be able to be bolid echimus. So this is totally not immediately obvious what's the nafkamina, but if you saw the Maramu Kaimis, you'll have an inkling what's the word the nafkamina might lie. So the chayra, this is relevant to the Mishnah in Chala. Mishnah Chala Peregimel Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says Aisa Isa min achito min ayres im yesh batam dogon chayeves b'chala. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you made an Isa. Have you made the Isa with Chita, which is from the Chamesh Samina, but also with Ayres, with rice, which is not from the Chamesh Samina? So is it Chayav or Chala? It's not Chayav or Chala. Chala has to be from the Chamesh Samina. It's the first Mishnah in Chala. But Chala also is only from the Chamesh Samina. Again, Lechem Lechem, the Gemara says in Melachos, we learn Lechem Lechem from Matzah. It also has to be only these Chamesh Samina. So here I have an Isa that's a little bit chitza, but it also has others. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, it's totally, if it has tam chitza, then it's chayv and chala, and it's kosher for matzah. And if not, then it's not. So it says, what's the reason for that halacha? The Mishnah says, it's not all others. It's not all chitza, it's not all dogon. It's made out of others. So why is it chayv and chala? Why is it good for matzah? So here we have a stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And this is what the Rosh and the Ramban are very busy. The Bavli in Zvochim, the Fein Ches, the Bavli says that it's Alst Neusentam. And the Rosh says, Shema Mino, from this Mishnah you see that Neusentam is their eyes. That's the need to sugya with it. Neusentam is their eyes. So since the Chit is Neusentam in the Isa, Nice and ham is in their Isa. So it's considered to be an Isa of Dagon. It's considered to be an Isa of Chita. Ripshutoi, what is this concept of nice and ham, their Isa? Ripshutoi, that's the idea of Tamke. But let's say, we can't do everything at once. But let's say for the time being, that's the halacha of Tamke. Tamke is exes hakosuk. The Gemara says in several places, Flint have from Sukkim, from Mishras, and other psukim, the tam ki'ikr, that you have tam of the iser, you don't have the mamosh of the iser, you have tam of the iser. So it's also iser. So the chayr, that's synonymous. Many rishonim learn that's what the Gemara means. Nisim tam de iser is another way of saying tam ki'ikr. We'll see a little bit later, maybe today also we'll touch on it another shita. But for the time being, we don't have to confuse ourselves with other things. Nisim tam is de iser, but shita is the din of tam ki'ikr. So that's the Bavli. The Bavli says the way it works is with tam ki'ikr. The Yerushalmi, in the first paragraph of Chala, says a different reason. It says because of Greira. It's a new idea, Greira. The Chit is Greira the Eres. What does that mean, Greira? Why is the Chit Greira the Eres? So the Ramban says two definitions of what Greira means. One he says is because it's the Derech to make an Isa with Eres mixed in. So therefore the chita can be gair the iris, because it's the derech of the chita to be made, of an isa of chita to be made with iris. And then he says another svar, the Ramban, the Rosh also, which there, and this is how the Rosh learns also, just the second Svara, the Rosh only says the second Svara, that the Teva of Eiriz is that even though Eiriz by itself is not Machmitz, but if you make it together with Chita, then the Eiriz is also Machmitz. And the gluten rubs off or something, and it's also Machmitz. That's the Teva Advar. Chazal ascertain that when you have chit and eris together, even though eris by itself is not machmitz, but with the chit together it is a machmitz, so that's why it's good. Then Mr. Yishami says there in the first parak that according to this hasbara, that it's only because of Gera, so Shami says that it's only works with Chit and Eris. It's a special affinity of Chit and Eris. It doesn't work with other Mine Dogon, and it doesn't work with other fillers. You know, instead of Eris, you used, I don't know, quinoa or something. It also doesn't work. It's a special thing of Chit and Eris, that they have some kind of synergy together. That's when you say Gera. But by Shami, then you don't have it. So the heart is used in Babylon Yerushalmi. Okay, before we even think about how Greer works, but we have a steer between the Babylon and the Yerushalmi. The Babylon says the Pshat in the Mishnah is because of Nais and Tam. Nais and Tam deraisa. Shemam in the Nais and Tam deraisa. Tam Kekel, let's say, or whatever. Nais and Tam deraisa. And the Yerushalmi says that it's because of Greer, the special affinity between Chita and Eretz. And it's dafka chitin eretz. If the Babli that it says tam kikir, why would it have to dafka be chitin eretz? Tam kikir isn't called terakulam. Yishami, you know, it's a special chemical reaction with chitin eretz. The chitin is better than eretz. Either because it's darker the kach, the first mahalach in the Ramban, or because the eretz is machmitz al yedei the chitin, the second mahalach in the Ramban, which the Rosh agrees to. Kach e kach. So it's the Babli's not like Yishami. It could be a machaikas. Yeah. We could say this machaikas, the Babli and Yishami. Maybe the Arishan will learn this in Machlekes. But the Rosh and the Rabban both want to reconcile the Babli and the Yerushalmi, that it's not a Machlekes, that you need both reasons. But they say they say it in different ways. The way the Ramban says it, the Rosh says it is. The main reason is Tam Kekka. The heavy lifting is done by Tam Kekka. The Rosh is Machadish, a major Yisoid, it's a big Yisoid in the din of Tam Kekka. That Tam Kekka, the Rosh understands the Lysen Tam means Tam Kekka. And he says a big Chiddush, that Tam Kekka has the quality, has a power, that when something is Lysen Tam, when let's say a Dover or Osir is Lysen Tam in a Tarevis, the whole Tarevis becomes Osir. Not just osur. The whole tarevis becomes, let's say you have a kezias of chazer that's mixed up into a batch of soup. And the soup, it was red, the chicken soup, but I mixed a bunch of chazer away, came in, and now it tastes like chazer. It has, it's nice and tam, the chazer is nice and tam. And I ate a kezias of soup. And the kezias of soup didn't have a kezias of chazer in it. So the Rosh and Mechadish, that even if I only ate a kezias of soup, I get malchus. For eating a kezias of chazer. How'd that magic happen? I didn't eat a kezias of chazer, I ate a kezias of soup. The soup has tam of chazer too. Man, how much chazer could there be in that? If a kezias of chazer fell into a bowl of soup, so and I had a kezias of soup, so obviously I didn't have a kezias of chazer. So why am I like it? Says the Ramban, because that's the din of tam kikir, that the het is nebach li esosu. That when the soup gets tam chazer, it becomes like chazer. And now when I eat a kezias of soup, it's called I ate a kezias of chazer. right? A kazayis of soup that has an issachazim. That's called the heter is nepach liyos also. And that sheet is harosh and sheet is Rebbeinu Tam and the sheet of Chai Cohen that the Rosh brings. And we'll see in the Sugim Sochem of Mishras that that's the sheet of Rashi as well. School of Rishonim will hold that Tam Kikar has his power that I had the Nefach Liyos also. That's a very powerful idea. Says the Rosh, just like Tam Kikar has this power, that when the Heter has a time of Chazer, the Heter itself becomes Chazer, and you look in a Kedayas of Heter. So the same way, if you have, let's say, an Isa, and it has a time of Chito, so it has a time of Dogon, so the whole Isa becomes Dogon. And every Kedayas of Isa, or every Shir Chala of Isa, suppose I have a big Isa. The Isa, I have an Isa, the Isha has Chamesh Shavuim Kemah, which is the Shir Chala. Into that Isa, but that Isa is, let's say, 20% Dogon. So I don't have Chamesh Shavuim, I don't have a Shir Chala of Dogon, I only have a Shir Chala of Dogon with others together. But since it's nice and tam, I have enough Dogon to be nice and tam in the Isa, so the whole Isa becomes like Dogon, because it's Nepach, Leo is Dogon. And once it's Nepach, so then it's Chayv and Chala. The whole Isa becomes Chayv and Chala, as if I had a Shir Chala. And the same thing in my matzah. I have a kezayis of matzah. I have a matzah, the whole of it, it's only a kezayis in my matzah. And it's only 20% chito, so there's not a kezayis of dog, and how am I getting this as matzah? But since tam ke'iker, it's nice and tam, so the whole matzah is nepach liyesh kedogon. Nepach liyesh dogon, it has a din dogon. It has a din dogon, so I'm getting this matzah. That's pshat in tam ke'iker. So that all the heavy work here is being done by tam ke'iker. Fekter osh. 1 second. So then why do I need the Yishalmi of Greer? Tam Kik did all the work. Why do I need this extra din of Ger? Says the Rosh, because Lechem has to be Bolei Dechimutz. That's the halacha of, that's the Gzer Shalva, the cultivation of Alkechol Chametz, the cultivation of Kumechol Matzah. Lechem, by definition, has to be Bolei Dechimutz. Tam Kik doesn't make it Bolei Dechimutz. Tam Kik is just a Lomdus. So you can say Lomdus is like Dogon. So I have Lomdus a Dogon, but my Lomdus a Dogon is not going to rise. So where so my matzah, I have a matzah. That'll be a nice trick. You could make chametz full chametz proof matzah that it could never become at least not for sure, could not to be loikal. So you'll make a lomdusha matzah that it's tam kikir, it has a din of chito, has a din of dogon, but it's not actually made out of dogon. It's made out of something else. It's tam dogon, so it's not going to be bolidei chimus. I mean, the dogon shabbat will be bolidei chimus, but the rest of it not. So the Rosh is not for that, I need Gerera. Gerera, what is Gerera? Gerera means the mitzias, that it's Bolei Dechimutz. The Oiris is Nigger, Al Yidei Achito, that now the Oiris is also Bolei Dechimutz. So I have Oiris that's Bolei Dechimutz. Also, let's stop here for 1 second. So why isn't that enough by itself? If the Oiris is Bolei Dechimutz, well, I see a few things in this Rosh. First, if the Oiris is Bolei Dechimutz, so why isn't that enough all by itself? So now Oiris is Bolei Dechimutz, so now it's Dogon. If the definition of Dogon is that it's Bolei Dechimutz, and now I have this chemical Oiris, the Oiris itself is Bolei Dechimutz, Al Yidei Lechito, so why don't I say, so then forget Tam Kikar, who needs Tam Kikar? My Oiris is Bolei Dechimutz. If my Oiris is Bolei Dechimutz, then my Oiris is Dogon. The only reason Oiris is not Dogon is not Bolei Dechimutz. Now I have an Oiris that is Bolei Dechimutz. Let's say some of the genetic engineering would make an Oiris that was Bolei Dechimutz. L'chayre, why wouldn't that be? That's an Oiris that's Bolei Dechimutz. Well, that's what I have. With Greer, I have an Oiris that's Bolei Dechimutz. So why isn't it Dogon? L'chayre, you see in the Rosh, this also of a Chavis Prisat, you see in the Rosh that the Rosh held that there's two dinim in this Hekesh of Vol Kalshiyashin of Alfer Kalchom, Kalshiyashin of Kalechal Matzah. You see two halachos. Number one, a Gili Milso, that only the Chamesh Zaminim can be Dogon. And Oiris can't be Dogon, and you could engineer it as much as you want that with Lomdus, that it's Bolei Dechimutz, it's not going to turn into Dogon. The Torah is Megal al Chamesh Aminim a Dogon. And therefore I need Tam Ke'ikr. Tam Ke'ikr, I can say, oh, in Lomdus it is Dogon. Because Tam Ke'ikr, it's Nepach, Leah is Dogon. But then there's another halacha. Besides the Gili Milsa, that only Dogon could be Lechem, and other Minim can't be Lechem, there's another halacha that has to be Bolei Dechimutz Bepoil. And the lumdusha is my lumdusha dogon over here, which is nepach liyos kedogon, is not bolei dechimutz. So that I need greira. Greira says now it's bolei dechimutz because now the greira it's bolei dechimutz. So now I'm good to go. Manushuk, is it dogon? Yeah, in lumdus it's dogon because tam keker makes it dogon, makes it dogon. And on the other hand, but the mitzvah is not bolei dechimutz. No, the mitzvah is bolei dechimutz. Alidei greira. That's the mahalach of the Rosh. So the Fidei Rosh, you see, beferish, that you have to have two din. That the din of Bali Rechim is the two halachas. There's one halacha Bali Rechim, and said it's a gilui milso in Chamesh Aminim, that only the Chamesh Aminim could be dogger, and then Oyres can, and Oyres not dogger. Oyres can be Bali Rechim, it's not going to help, it's not dogger. And then there's another halacha, that the Poyo Lechem has to be Bali Rechim. When you have an Isra that's made with chit and Oyres, I have to deal with two problems. Number one, it's not all dogger, half of it, most of it is Oyres. So where's the dogger? Only where's the Chamesh Aminim? Right, but I say time kick, it's nepechlius dogger. The neutral part is nepechlius dogger. And then I have the other halacha, that's the bolo dechimus. The lumbus doesn't make it bolo dechimus. For that I have the din of ger, the mitzias of ger. Ger is the mitzias is bolo dechimus. That's the mahalach of the mahalach of the rosh. Agamucha, maybe just to inject. L'chayr, what's the problem with time kick over here? The whole thing is nepechlius dogger, because it tastes like dogger, it's nepechlius dogger. Why don't I say faket? The whole thing is nepechli is oris because it tastes like oris. I mean, it tastes like oris too. If it's more oris than dogon, so the dogon is nice and time of the oris is nice and time of the dogon. So I taste time dogon, I taste time oris also. So my ume, but you can say that with the chazer and the soup also. Why do I say the chazer is nepechli is chicken? When my chazer fell into the chicken soup, why do I say the chicken soup is nepechli is chazer? Why don't I say the chazer is nepechli is chicken soup? The answer is the chazer is the thing that has dinim. The chicken soup has no dinim. So the din of the, since I taste chazer in the chicken soup, so the chicken soup has dinim of the chazer. If the chicken soup had its own dinim, then maybe the chazer would also get those dinim. But it doesn't have any dinim. But the dinim are in the chazer. So here as well, the oris doesn't have any dinim. Dogon has dinim, that it can become lechem, it's chayv and chalo, the yetzi chayv is matzo. So if the isha as a whole tastes like dogon, it's nepach to have the dinim of the dogon. Yeah, the oris might be nepach to have the dinim of the oris too, but the oris doesn't have any dinim. With Lu Yitzu, you had a case where the oris also had dinim. I don't know exactly what it would be with that. I don't know. I had a matzah that was... I don't know what could be a case, but Lu Yitzu, the Oyres also had dinim. So maybe in a chanami, maybe the Oyres was Orla or something. So, well, not that Oyres could be Orla, but it was something, a chesed. So maybe in a chanami, then in a chanami. Yeah, maybe that's the most welcome, but people nicer and tell me that Shabbat and Zemzah, we'll worry about them, we get this welcome. But in a chanami, when they all have dinim, then they're all nice and time with each other. What about the Ramban? The Ramban is a different mouth. The Ramban is not like the... Ramban says... So again, in the Rosh, do I want to stress, in the Rosh, the main lumbus of the main thing over here, I mean, I don't want to call one more main than the other, but at least intuitively, in the Rosh, the main thing is time kicker. That's how the thing, that's how it becomes dogged, how it's nepotly is dogged. Then there's a Tanai, it has to be Bola Dechimus. So Bola Dechimus is taken care of with bear. The Ramban says different. The Ramban doesn't say this now. The Ramban doesn't hold that the Tam Kikr is the main thing. The Ramban can't hold like that. Because Shittas Ramban, in general, in the Sugya of Tam Kikr, in Chulun, that's Tzadik Ches, in the Sugya, one of the Sugyas there of Tam Kikr, the Ramban holds Bi'arichus, but does not hold from the concept of Nepach. The Ramban holds that if you have Chazer that fell into chicken soup, And you're not going to be like unless you had a kezayis of chazer. And even though the chicken soup is also, a lot of the chicken soup is also, because it has chazer in it. But to get malchus, you have to eat a kezayis of chazer. So Ramban doesn't have the lumbus of nefach at all. That's one of the major machlokes of Shemim. Ramban, the whole school of the Ramban, the Rashi for the Ran, that whole base merish, they don't hold from the concept of nefach. Rashi, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam, they have the concept of nefach. The Ramban, the Rashi for the Ran, they don't have the concept of nefach. So therefore, the Ramban right away can't learn al derech the Rosh that the real heavy lifting here was done by Tam Ke'ikr, that the Eir is Nepachlius Kedogon. In the world of the Ramban, that doesn't exist, the Chlal. In the world of the Ramban, if you eat chicken soup that had chazer in it, you only get malchus if you ate the kezayis. You ate so much chicken soup that you had a kezayis of chazer. Moreover, it has to be a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. Because if it was less than a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, that was if there was a kezayis of chicken soup, was to us in a let me talk about salads. Let's say my chazer fell into not into chicken soup. It fell into a salad. It'll be easier for this. It fell into got melted into beans. Chayla, whatever chayla with nimayok and chayla got saturated in my beans, pork and beans. I have pork and beans. So it has to be that. So you only like it according to Ramban if you ate enough pork and beans that you ate a kezayis pork. There should be a lot of beans. In a can of pork and beans is like a mash of pork. But anyway, you have to eat so much beans, they ate a kazayas of pork. And not only that, but there has to be enough pork that you could eat a kazayas of pork in an achilas. There has to be that there was, how should I say this? There has to be in a press. Pras means either three or four beitzim of chalikas ushayim. It's a certain amount. It's half a loaf of bread. Chalikas an erev, and how big a loaf of bread is? How big is a loaf of bread? Mosen shtei sudas. A loaf of bread is mosen shtei sudas. So how big is that? Is that four beitzim? Is it six beitzim or eight beitzim? A whole loaf of bread. And then a pras is half a loaf of bread. So if a whole loaf of bread is eight beitzim, a half is four. And if a whole loaf of bread is six beitzim, then a half is... Yeah, this tree. Anyway, in a sheer pras, whatever pras is, whether it's three beitzim or four beitzim, you have to have a kazayas of pork. Because the Gemara says that if you have less, the Gemara says about a few things. Let's say I had less pork in the beans, so that in order to eat a kazayas of pork, I would have to eat it. I'm running around in circles. Let's say I ate pork stamas. I ate pork, kazayas of pork, but I cut it up into small pieces, and I ate a little bit at a time. I had every hour, I ate a little piece of pork. So I'm not chayiv. I have to eat the whole pork. In the time that it takes to eat a pras, I have to eat the kazayas of pork. So when the pork is mixed into the beans, in order for me to be chayiv for eating kazayas of pork, I have to have enough pork in there that I can eat the pork. That's enough pork that there's a kazayas in a pras of pork, in a pras of beans. Because if the kazayas is less than that, then manashach. If I ate the pork, the beans so fast that I ate I have a kazayas in two prasim of beans. So if I ate two prasim of beans in the time that normal people only eat one pras, it's nachila shlei kedarka. The potuk is nachila shlei kedarka. And if I ate the nachila kedarka, then I'm not going to have a kazayas of pork. So that's why I have to have a kazayas to take this pras, because otherwise, when it's serious, it's not shayach for me to be chayach for eating a kazayas of beans. Anyway, so that's shittas Rambam, that I'm only like, there's no such animal as nepach. And therefore, if you ate pork and beans, you're only chayev if you ate a kazayas of pork, and it has to be a kazayas of pork in a kadechilas pras. So therefore, the Ramban can't work over with nepach. There is no nepach in the world of the Ramban. So then, out of my oiris, with the Ramban, I can't have to, because Tam Kikr is not going to be able to do, like in the Rosh, all the heavy work. In the Rosh, the main thing was Tam Kikr, that the whole thing was nepach, liyos kedogim. The Ramban doesn't have that in the Ramban's lexicon that doesn't exist. So therefore, the Ramban learns that the main story is the Yerushalmi. Greira. That the Oiriz is Gali, the Greira becomes Lecha. And that's the main reason why it's good. So why do you have to have Tam Kikr at all? Says the Ramban, because if you don't have Tam Kikr, then the Chita will be bottled by Raiv. And if the Chita will be bottled by Raiv, we won't be able to be Greira the Oiriz. In order for the chita to be goyer the oiris, the chita has to itself not be bottle in the oiris. So tam kikir makes it that, or tam nice and tam makes it. The fact that the chita is nice and tam in the oiris allows it not to be bottle beroyv. Once it's not bottle beroyv, it can then do its magic and be goyer the oiris and give the oiris a din of lecha. That's the chita's Ramban. The Ramban doesn't so much explain what exactly is greater. How does greater work? If all the work is, the Rosh is poshut, the main work was done by the magic of Tam Kikr. The greyer was just that it should be bolu dechimot. So bolu dechimot. So greyer made it that it's bolu dechimot. But the Ramban, how does greyer by itself do this magic that it turns the whole thing into? How does greyer by itself do this magic that it turns the whole thing into bread? But it's not doyer. It's only oyer. It's not dogum. So what's going on? How does greyer do it? How does greyer do it? So the Chodin wants to say, Chavner Ramban, is that the Ramban holds, right? The Ramban Lashitosoi, that there is no din that you need Chameshus Haminim per se. The only din is that it has to be Bolid Chimutz. The Ramban holds that it's not a Gili Milsa you need Chameshus Haminim Dogon. If you had Oiris that was Bolid Chimutz, then the Oiris would also be good. If you genetically engineered your Oiris that it was Bolid Chimutz, then the Ramban held that would also be Lechem. An Oiris that's Bolid Chimutz is Lechem. You don't need dogon. You don't need chamesh aminim to be lechem. You need bolid echimutz. So since I need greira, the oiris is bolid echimutz. So the oiris is intrinsically lechem, and that's Chavner Yerushalmi. So Rav Chanan wants to say, you see, in the Ramban, there's only one din. In the Rosh, there's two dinim. First of all, there's a gilim milsul, you need only chamesh taminim. No, there is not a min dogan. And then there's another aloch, you need boli de chimutz. And the Ramban, he wants to say that's the Rosh. But the Ramban can't learn the way because he doesn't have nefach. So how does the Oyer turn into Dogon? There's no nefach. So how does the Oyer turn into Dogon? Into Dogon? Says Elachonon. It must be that the Ramban holds that the Oyer doesn't need to turn into Chito. All the Oyer needs to do is to be Bola Dechimutz. Once the Oyer is intrinsically Bola Dechimutz, then my Mikra is a Choser. Then I have all that I need. I have an Oyer that's Bola Dechimutz. An Oyer that's Bola Dechimutz is Taka Chomutz. Is Taka Dogon. Is Taka Lechem. That's what Elachonon wants to say in the Ramban. But it's not right. First of all, Rav Hanan himself points out that it's not right because then I wouldn't need them. Why would I even care if the chita is bottle? Rabat says it only works because Tam Kikir allows the chita not to be bottle beroy. If the chita will be bottle beroy, then it's going to fall apart. Okay, so the chita is bottle beroy. Fine, the chita is bottle beroy. I don't need the chita. I only need the chita as a chemical agent to make the iris bali lechimutz. So who cares if it's bottle beroy? I could put a microscopic chemical agent. I put some enzyme into the iris, and now it's bali lechimutz. My chita is the enzyme that makes the iris be bolu dechimutz. So why do I? Who cares if the chita is there or not? That's number one. Number two, he's not right. This already Rabbi Chanan doesn't point out, but it's also true. It's not masnik also because the Ramban said two has berim and gvera. The Ramban, when he was explaining to Shami, what does gvera mean? So Ramban said one has berim, like the Rosh, that it has this chemical reaction that makes the iris be bolu dechimutz. But the Ramban said another has berim because it's the derech. It's the derech of iris of chita of anisa of chita to have iris mixed in. So that's not going to work with this Hezber of Rav Chanan. If Gerer just means that it's the derech to mix Oyer into Machito, so whatever it means, it doesn't mean what Rav Chanan said. It doesn't say that the Oyer becomes Lechem because the Oyer is Bolo Dechimus. That's only good according to the other Hezber of the Ramban. But Gerer means that it's Bolo Dechimus. But the Ramban said the other Hezber, and it's Mashman the Ramban that they're both equally vote good to him. The Ramban doesn't care. The Ramban says, I have two Hezber and Gerer. He says, B'sei Chedvarim, the Ramban. Gerer either because it's the derech of the Oyer, of Anisa of Chita to have Oyer, or because it's causes it to be bolu dechimutz. Smash, but either one is a good hezber. The way Rav Chana would have it, that the pshat in the Ramban is that the oiris itself, because it's bolu dechimutz, the oiris itself becomes intrinsically a kind of lechem. That only works in the bolu dechimutz part, and the other in the derech, that doesn't work. I thought that's not the pshat in the Ramban. So what the pshat in the Ramban is exactly, we'll maybe talk about the next time. But let's say the kitzur, I think the pshat in the Ramban is that it's a kind of tfelus. That the Oyres is toffel to the Dogon. So the main thing is Dogon. You need to have Dogon. In order to be Chometz, you need to have Dogon. But also this. If it's not Dogon, if it's not from the Chamesh Aminim, it can't be Lechem. Not like a Lechem. That all there is Bolid Echimutz, and if an Oyres was engineered to be Bolid Echimutz, then the Oyres would also be Lechem. Not true. Avada, the Ramban agrees that there's a Gili Milsa, like the Rosh, there's a Gili Milsa that only the Chamesh Aminim are Dogon, and Oyres is never Dogon. The only thing that can be dogon over here, and that can be lechem, the etzem, is chitim. Dogon. Oyers can't be lechem. It could be boli dechimus from today till tomorrow, it's not going to be lechem. In and of itself. But, the oyers, since the oyers is nigger after the chitim, either because it's the derech, when you make a lechem out of chitim to add oyers, that allows the Oyres to be nigger after the Chita, l'gabe the Shem Lechem. Or because the Chita has a reaction on the Oyres, that the Oyres with the Chita together are machmitz. So not that the Oyres now is called the Bolo Dechimutz, but you see that there's a connection between the Chita and the Chita and the Oyres. The Oyres work, the Chita has Ashpa on the Oyres, Lias Kamoya. When the Oyres is in the presence of Chita, it gets Chita properties. So that allows the chita to be nitpal to the chita. It allows the oiris, rather, to be nitpal to the chita. So that even though normally lechem is defined as being made from chamesh saminim, but a lechem that was made from chita with oiris, the oiris, b'derech greiro, is also able to participate in being part of the lechem. Let's say, in rough terms, more refined than that, I don't know what we're going to do today, or maybe we're not going to do ever. I don't know. That might be enough. I don't know that we need to go further than that. That might be bedrock. That's a kind of tfelus. The oyer is a nitfel to the chitum. Says the Ramban, so that's the Yerushalmi. That's the main work over here. That's the main lumdus over here, is that the oyer is a nitfel to the chitum. Because the derech of an isu to be made with chitum and oyer together,
or because it's there's a certain chemical affinity that they have, they react on each other. Says that about, but that only works. The bottom line is the main reason why it's lechem is because of the chita. The oil is nitpal to the chita, so it could also become part of the lechem. But the main thing that makes the lechem is chita, is doga, not oil. Says the Ramban, but if the chita is bottle, then there's nothing to talk about. You have to have chita. If the chita is bottle, then all I have is oil. So that's why I need time. That's why I need noise and time. I need the zvach, the gemara, zvachim, the babli to tell me that the chita is not bottle, because otherwise I don't get off the ground. Once the chita is not bottle, then I can use the. Then I can say the Yerushalmi that the chita is goyer the oiris, and the oiris is nitpal to the chita, and mimela the whole thing becomes, the whole thing gets a shem. The whole thing gets a shem lech. So that's the two mahakim we have, the Rosh and the Ramban. The Rosh learns that the main vart over here is that the Oiris is with Kam Ki'ikr, the Oiris is Nefach Liyis Kedogon. But then there's another Tnai, besides Dogon, there's another Tnai you need Vali Dechimus. Like the Chanan said, there's two dinim. First, we have to have Chamesh is Mimei Dogon. But then there's another, then you have to have Bogu Dechimutz. In the Drosha, in the Hekesh, in the Xerashov, in the Shiation of Gathar Kalchamitz, Yeshna Bekumechal Matz, there's two dinim. There's a din, a Gili Milsa, that only Chamesh Saminim are bread, are Doga. And then there's a second, and then in addition, there's an independent halacha that you need Bogu Dechimutz. So here you have, that's the chapter, so the Rosh says, that's the Babylon Yisham. That's the Babylon Yisham. The Babylon is explaining where how does it become Chamesh Saminim. That's what Tam Kik with Nepach. And Yerushalmi is explaining, but how's it Bola Dechimus? It has to be Bola Dechimus Bepoel. Bola Dechimus Bepoel, you have Al Yidei Greer. The Ramban doesn't have such a grandiose conception of Tam Kikr. He doesn't have this whole notion of Nepach. So he can't say that the main thing over here is Tam Kikr. He has to say the main thing is Greer. What's Greer? The Hanukkah Greer works. So now I have Iris that's chemically engineered to be Bola Dechimus, so the Iris by itself is Lechem. But that about it doesn't hold water in the Ramban. So rather, it seems to be kind of tfeilus that the oiris is nitpal to the chita to become lechem along with the chita. The only thing is, it's a tanai, but the chita shouldn't be bottled. For that, I have tam kik. So now there's a very fascinating thing. We saw the Ramban in Pesachim at the beginning. We saw the Ramban in Pesachim, and the Ramban says that if you have a matzah that was made with mei peiros, just made peiros. So Ramban says it's possible for mitzvahs matzah. Why? First of all, it's matzah shira. But besides matzah shira, says the Ramban, even without matzah shira, it's possible because it's not bolid echimus. Made peiros, not bolid echimus. So we saw in that Ramban that the Ramban Taka holds that is that besides the Gili Milso that you have to have Chameshus Mine Dogon, there's also an independent halacha that lechem, that matzah has to be Bolu Dechimutz. And now we see that in the Rosh. That in this Nekudah, the Rosh also has this Nekudah. That besides that you have to have Chameshus Mine Dogon, there's also an independent halacha that you need Bolu Dechimutz. And the Rosh learns that into this Gemara about this Mishnah about Chita Nayers. That the way Chitoneris works is with Tam Kikr, it's Nepach to be Dogon. But then it's still an independent halacha. You need Bolu Dechimutz. For that, I have to have Yerushalmi about the Greer. So it seems that the Rosh also has this notion. The Rosh also has this notion that you need, that a matz, that a lechem has to be Bolu Dechimutz in order to be a lechem. So now I ask you a question. What would be the halacha then? This is what Chanan also asks. What would be the halacha if I made an iso with mei peiros? Would it be chayv and chala? Based on what we've seen so far, if I made an iso with no water, just mei peiros,
Like they do a lot of times in the bakeries, they do it in order to be your chosim is like this. They make it just with apples. Whether that works or not is a different style. But I made such a iso only with made pears. Would it be chayav and chal? L'chayrav, l'chayrav, no. We saw in the Ramban, the iso that's made with made pears, not bolu dechinos. Not good for matzah's mitzvah. We know the chal also has to be. We learn a chal lechem lechem from. We learn a lechem lechem chal from matzah. You need chamesh saminim by matzah. The same chamesh saminim. You have that by chal. So chal also has to be bolu dechimus. The Rosh says beferish that way. The Rosh says beferish that the reason why ur is even after tam kikir you still have to come out to gvera is because otherwise not bolu dechimus. If it wasn't ur, for example, if you used other minim, let's say I mixed chita with quinoa, like I said before. So the Rosh says, then it won't be good for chal. Won't be chayav in chal. I tam kikir, it's nepach. Yeah, but it's not bolu dechimus. Need bolu dechimus. So depend on loch. Chal is the bolu dechimus. So therefore, based on everything we said, it ought to follow that if you made a challah, you made an iso with just may pears with no water, which is therefore not able to be bolu dechimus. So the same way the Ramban says that it's no good for matzah because not good for not bolu dechimus. So it shouldn't be chayav in chal either. It's not bolu dechimus. Problem is that it's a Mishnah Mufureshis. Yeser Vachana, it's a Mishnah Mufureshis in Chala Perakei, Mishnah Beis. Isa Sheni Loi Shubi Me Peres Chayev Es Bechala. It's not Bola Dechimitz. What has the Chayev Es Bechala? It's not Bola Dechimitz. Why is it different than Oyer that was never believed to be Bola? Then, to make the question even more acute, the Ruchan doesn't bring this. The Azarua in Tavshin Samaches brings the Yesh Emrin who are Geiris in the Mishnah, Isu Shin Eloishib Meperis Ptur Menachal. And he explains that they hold this Potem Menachal because it's not Bolu Dechimus. Says the Azarua, it's not right. The Hekish just tells me, Nichamesh and Minidogon, but you don't need that it should actually be Bolu Dechimus. And therefore, it's Chayav and Chal. So it's the what brings a sheet to Rishayim. The Takal is Gurus in the Mishnah differently, that Yisush and Leshim Peres is Potem and Achala, for this reason, because May Peres are not Machmets, and Alechem has to be Bola Dechimus. But the Azur says not right, and he rejects the Girsa, and the Ramban in Piskechala, and the Rosh in Piskechala, are Gurus like us, like Argus, like the Rosh, that is Chayav and Chala. Yisush and Leshim Peres is Chayav and Chala. So what do they do with this Mishnah? What are the Rosh and Ramban going to do with this Mishnah? We saw both in the Rosh and in the Ramban We saw in the Ramban that Matz has to be Bolu Dechimus, and therefore Isa Shem Loishim Peperis is no good for Matz because not Bolu Dechimus. We saw in the Rosh that Chal also has to be Bolu Dechimus, and Chalos must have it that way because Chal has learned that from Matzah. But we have a Peperish Mishnah that Isa Shem Loishim Peperis is Chayim and Chal. So I think that what we have to do over here is we have to think about this question separately for the Ramban and separately for the Rosh. Let's start with the Ramban. The Ramban said that by Matzah, that Isa Shini Loisha b'Meperis is possible for Matzah because not Bola Dechimus. Okay, so what's he going to do with the Mishnah Chala? The Mishnah Chala says Isha Shini Loishim Meperis is Chayav and Chala. Isn't Chala the same as Matzah? So how do we have to say for the Ramban? If the Ramban is Mechala between Matzah and Chala, the Ramban holds this halacha that you need Bolu Dechimus bepoil. The Ramban holds that's only by Matzah, not by Chala. You know, let me ask you a different question. I'll preface a different question. Maybe from this question we'll see where we're heading.
The Beis Halevi has a different question entirely. Nothing to do with the Beis Halevi, doesn't have this whole discussion. The Beis Halevi has Stamakash.
He says, we know we learn out Dine Matzah from Dine Chala from. The Gemara says we learn out Dine Chala from Dine Matzah. The fact that Chala is only from the Chameshis Mine Dagon, we learned out Lechem Lechem from Matzah. Matzah has to be from the Chameshis Mine Dagon because you need Kol Shiyeshne Valtei Kol Chom, but Shiyeshne Bekum Echol Matzah. And then we have Lechem Lechem, that the same thing applies to Chala. So it seems that Chala is the same as Matzah. The Gidrei Lechem by Chala is the same as by Matzah. Yes, the Beit HaLevi. So how come an Issa Shini Loishim by Paris is Chayiv and Chala? Yes, the Beit HaLevi, it's Matzah Shir. It's no good for Matzah. You can't use... He's not busy with Bola Dechim. So yes, that's Matzah Shir. Because we hold like Rav Yishayin that Meperis also Matzah Shir, not like the Rambam, like the Rambam that's only Yain, Shem and Cholim. We hold that all Meperis is called Matzah Shir. Besides the Rambam's Yishayin Bola Dechim, but it's also Matzah Shir. So basically, Levi Estamos Matzah Shir. You can't use in Issa Shinulayshin Meperis for Matzah because it's Matzah Shir. Because Torah says Lechem Oini, it has to be Matzah Shir. It can't be Matzah Shir. And there's a hekesh chalata Matzah. So why don't they say that a matzah shir is potem in a chala? So Issa Shinloishin may perish should be potem in a chala. Poshut does matzah shir. Without all the lomdas today about potem bali defim, it's not matzah shir. So here there's an obvious answer. What's the obvious answer? It's obviously chol. What's the chol? What? The din of matzah shir is not, even by matzah, is not a halacha in gidrei lechem. The reason why you're not yoytzi with matzah shir by the Seder night is not because it's not lechem. Lechem it is, but it's not lechem oini. The hekesh lechem lechem that we have from challah to matzah doesn't mean that you have to have, you know, whatever is good for mitzvahs matzah you need for mitzvahs challah. It's a hekesh, it's a jereshava in gidrei lechem. Whatever is called a lechem for matzah is a lechem for challah. What's not a lechem for matzah is not a lechem for challah. So if you make a lechem out of oriz, or out of quinoa, so it's not a lechem for matzah, because it's not bolide chimutz, and it's not from the chamesh shemini dogon, so that will not the challah as well, it's not bolide, that it has to have gidrei lechem. But matzah shir doesn't lack in gidrei lechem. Matzah shir lacks in lechem oini. Challah doesn't care about oini, there's nothing by challah you need lechem oini. So that has nothing to do with lechem lechem. That's the posh, that's posh, that's basically, that's not outside of our discussion. But what we take away from that is, That even though challah and matzah have similar, there's a gzeirah shavah that connects them, it only connects them in gidrei lechem. It doesn't connect them in dinei matzah. Whatever goes to gidrei lechem, whatever is no good for matzah because it lacks in gidrei lechem, like not being from the chamesh shaminim, so that applies to challah as well. But whatever is no good for matzah, not because of gidrei lechem, but because of gidrei matzah's mitzvah, that it's not lechem oini, or lacks shimur l'shmo, for example. Nobody ever said that if it's not l'shmo, it's not chayav and challah. Didn't have shimul l'shmo, it's not going to be chayav nechala. But shemana v'chala, because that's not from gidrei lechem, it's just from dini mitzvah matzah. That doesn't transfer over to chala. So now, vaistois in the Ramban, apparently in the Ramban, the Ramban holds that even though the Ramban said there's two halachas by matzah, there's one halach in chamesh is a minim. You need minim that are bolu dechimus. Then there's another halach in the Ramban is mechadish that it also has to be bolu dechimus bepoil. And if it's, I mean, if it was, they may perish, not bolu dechimus bepoil. So even though the chayyim, those are learned out from the same wellspring of bolu dechimus, but apparently the Ramban holds that the choluk yisoidim. The din that you need chameshis haminim, because those are the minim that are bolu dechimus, that's aloch and gidrei lechem. And lechem that's not made from the chameshis haminim is not lechem. That you learn out lechem techalotu. But the other aloha that they're about is mechadish. That you need boli lechimus bepoil, and that an isa sheni loy should be made peiros is not good for matzis mitzvah because not boli lechimus. That's not a halacha in gidrei lechem. That's a halacha in mitzvahs matzah. That mitzvahs matzah has to be such a matzah that it could have been chometz. That's halacha in matzah, not halacha in lechem. I sort of, you'll ask me 1 second, but it's the same hekesh hawa. I'll explain in a second. But therefore, that's only true by lechem. That's not true by that's only true by matzah. Not true by challah. By challah, I don't need boli dechimus bepoil. So isha shenoshim beperis, not boli dechimus bepoil. Yes, true. The Ramban says that, but that's only for matzah. That I don't care about my challah.
And therefore, Nisa Shaloshim Beperis by Chala is going to be Chayim and Chala.
Yeah, I sort of, you'll ask me, what's that? But it's the same halacha, boli dechimutz. The halacha, the chamesh aminim, it's because the other aminim are not boli dechimutz. The halacha, the Ramban is machayvish, so it has to be, can't be, it has to have mayim, because otherwise not boli dechimutz. It's also learned that from Mishiation, Vatokal Chamashiation, and Kumechal Matzah. How does a man have a right to be machalak, that one is in Gidre Lechem, and one is only in Dini Matzah? I don't think it's so shver. Because if you look in the Ramban himself, as I said before at the beginning, the Ramban himself says, when he says this chiddush of his, that a matzah that's made with meperis is no good besides matzah shir, but because it's not boli dechimutz, the Ramban himself says, 1 second, maybe it's only for the min. Maybe the boli dechimutz is only for the min. Who says that the saloch that has to be boli dechimutz bepoil? He says, no, but look at the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say that if you ate matzah shira, you're not, that if you had matzah shira that became chomet, you're not chayav karis, because of the same kind of hekesh. So you see that there's a hekesh not only in the Gidrei Dogon, but the hekesh tells me b'chalat dinei matzah and dinei, and he points to that in the Gemara. And I said the other Shulchan could say it's only a Havim in the Gemara. But Kaponim is pointing to a Gemara. So what did he see in that Gemara? What the Ramban saw in that Gemara is that there's another halacha in the hekesh. There's one halacha in the hekesh, a Gidrei lechem dika halacha, that chamesh aminim are lechem and other aminim are not lechem. But then besides it, the Ramban holds that there's another halacha in dinei matzah. He can't just make it up on his own, because how does he have a right to make up a new gzeir shovel? But he has a Gemara for it. He's like, see in the Gemara that the Gemara had a half a minute to say that you're not chayav kares for matzah shiro. That has nothing to do with gidrei lechem. Matzah shiro has nothing to do with gidrei lechem. That's exactly what the Ramban wants. What does matzah shiro have to do with gidrei lechem? And yet the Gemara wanted to say maybe there's no chayav kares on matzah shiro because there's a hekesh chometz to matzah. So the Ramban says, you see in that Gemara that there's another hekesh over here. Besides the hekesh in gidrei lechem, there's a hekesh in dini matzah and dini chometz. That something was not kosher for matzah, you're not chayav kares for chometz, and therefore the Gemara thought matzah shir, you wouldn't be, maybe because it's matzah shir, that's why you're not chayav kares for it. So Akoponim says that matzah the same way the other way around. If it's not bolu dechimutz, so it can't become chometz, so maybe you're not yotzi mitzvahs matzah. But that's not a gidrei lechem that could in there. I might have found the Gemara that besides the hekesh for gidrei lechem, there's a hekesh in dinei matzah are hukash to dinei chometz. Not mitzad the gidrei lechem shebeh. You be like matzah shira. So in mele in isur sheni loyshim meperis not bolu dechimutz. So it doesn't have isur chometz. Can't have isur chometz. If it can't have isur chometz, it's no good for matzahs and for mitzvahs matzah. But that's halacha mitzvahs matzah. It has nothing to do with gidrei lechem, and therefore it doesn't transfer to challah. Challah isur sheni loyshim meperis is chayav and challah. That's what the Ramban. Very good. Very good. Shmacham the Ramban. But that's no good for the rosh. Why is it no good for the Rosh? Somebody tell me. Because the Rosh is Beferish. The Rosh is Beferish in Chala. Our Rosh. That the Rosh is Beferish in Chala, that if you have Chit and Oiris, even though it's Nepach with Tam Kikr, the Rosh is the magic of Tam Kikr, the Oiris is Nepach, he is Kedogan, and so on. The Rosh is no, but it's no good for Chala. Without Greyer, you have to come out to Greyer. Why do you need to come out to Greyer? It was already Nepach, Leah's Dogan, my Oiris turned into Dogan with Tam Kikr. So why do I need Greyer? Said the Rosh, why? Bolei dechimutz. That's the bolei dechimutz bepoil. It's not a problem in the min. For the min, I have time kicker. They always nep up the dog already. That's it. Then I need to actually be bolei dechimutz bepoil. And the Ramban says you need bolei dechimutz bepoil, and he says in a challah, not a matzah. So I say the Rosh holds that you need bolei dechimutz bepoil, not only by matzah but by challah as well. Oh, so then what's the so that's the case. And the Rosh we could ask. So what's the Rosh going to do with the Mishnah? Which the Mishnah that says what? The Isus and Yoshim Paris is Chayav and Chala. What's the Rosh going to do with that? The Yoshim Paris, not Bolei Dechimutz. All the Shayim hold, except for Rashi, that he said that with May Paris it can't be Bolei Dechimutz. But some of the answer has to be that the Rosh will say that Isus and Yoshim Paris is called Bolei Dechimutz. Because even though it can't be Machmas the way it is, but if you add water, it'll be Machmas. Who says that's not called bolei dechimutz? Same way, if I have an issur that I'm not letting it become chometz, I'm eating it, I'm not letting it sit for 18 minutes, so why don't I say, oh, it's not bolei dechimutz? Every matzah should be possible. It's not bolei dechimutz because I didn't give it 18 minutes to become chometz. Obviously, that every matzah will be chometz. Obviously, that's called bolei dechimutz. So bolei dechimutz means if I gave it the time, it will become matzahs. Well, the Rosh holds, if I gave it the water, it will be matzahs. That's called bolei dechimutz. Oyer is not bolei dechimutz because oyer is there. I mean, you can't say, well, if I took the oyer away and put in chemicals instead, it would be bolei dechimutz. But oyer is not bolei dechimutz. But in Isa Shini Leisha, if I have chita and doga and beperis and everything, it's bala dechimutz, the Rosh would say. If you put water in, it'll be, just add water and stir, and it'll become bala dechimutz. That's the Rosh. The Rosh never said that Isa Shini Leisha beperis not bala dechimutz. That's why we have to deal with the Rosh and the Ramban separately. Because each, when you put the two together, we have a problem. Because the Ramban says that Isa Shini Leisha beperis not bala dechimutz. And the Rosh said that by Chal, you also need bala dechimutz. So you put the Ramban and the Rosh together, then the Mishnah Chal is not going to work. But Teretz says we don't have to put the Ramban and the Rosh together. The Ramban says that there's a din that Isha Shemeshim prepares not Bogu Dechim, which is said it by Matzah. That's by Matzah. It's not a Lechem Dekedin. It's a Matzah's Mitzvah Dekedin. The Rosh, who does have by Chala a concept of Isha of Bogu Dechim, by Oiris, he says not Bogu Dechim, you need greater to make it Bogu Dechim, but he never said that the notion prepares not Bogu Dechim. He could hold the notion prepares is called Bogu Dechim. Add water and stir, you'll have fun. Comes out, later we'll stop. So it comes out that the machlek we have a, besides the machlek is the amount of the Rosh in how to learn the din of Greira and how to learn the Bavli, the Yushami, you know, that discussion all by itself, which we'll talk more tomorrow. But besides that, we have an interesting double machlek between the Ramban and the Rosh. In this concept of both the Ramban and the Rosh both agree. But what they both agree to is that there's a concept that besides Chameshes Haminim, besides the Gilui Milsa, you need Chameshes Haminim, there's an independent halacha that you need Bolu Dechimus Bepayel. The Matz has to be Bolu Dechimus Bepayel. They both agree to that. However, they argue on 2 points. First of all, they argue, is that from Gidrei Lechem, or is it only halacha in Matzah's Mitzvah? The Ramban holds it's halacha in Matzah's Mitzvah, it's not in Gidrei Lechem. So it's only by matzah, not by challah. Challah doesn't have to be bolu dechimus b'poil. And the Rosh holds, no, it's halachim gidrei lech. And number two, they argue. No, let me just turn it around the other way. It'll be easier to see the other way around. Just in the chesed. They have it. There's a machlokes. Even though they both agree, you need bolu dechimus, but they have a machlokes. Number one, does it apply to meperes? Is Meperis called Bolu Dechimus? The Rosh says, the Ramban rather says, Meperis not Bolu Dechimus. Because without water, it's not Bolu Dechimus. And the Rosh apparently holds that I don't care about it. Meperis is called Bolu Dechimus. If you add water, it'll be Bolu Dechimus. That's Machlekes number one. Machlekes number two is they have a Machlekes, this halacha that you need Bolu Dechimus Bepoyo, is that halacha only in Matzah or is it halacha in Chalatu? The Ramban, because the Ramban holds that Yisrael Shemeloshim Meperis is also called not Bolu Dechimus, he has to hold that it's only a din by matzah, not a din by challah. Because it's a mishnah before reshes, you can't get away. There's a mishnah before reshes. That's the immovable item that everybody has to accommodate. We have an immovable mishnah that says that Isa Shini Loisha Beperis is chayiv in the challah. Unless you're not goyers that way, but they're in Ramban, the Rosh, they're all goyers that way. So we have a mishnah that says Isa Shini Loisha Beperis is chayiv in the challah. So one of two things you see in that mishnah. If you hold that you need, if you hold this a concept of Bolu Dechimus Bepoil, which the Ramban and the Rosh both have, so how do you deal with that Mishnah? So you can deal with that Mishnah in one of two ways. You can deal with that Mishnah either by saying that Meperis is called Bolu Dechimus, or you can deal with that Mishnah by saying that Meperis is called indeed not Bolu Dechimus, but the halacha they need Bolu Dechimus is a matzah dekedin, it's not a challah dekedin. One of those two things you have to say. And I think in that it'll be cholok the Ramban and the Rosh. Since I know the Ramban holds that the din of that Meperis is called not Bolu Dechimus, that's the Ramban Sochem. The Ramban says that the matzah that was made with Meperis is no good, besides matzah Shira, because it's not Bolu Dechimutz. So Ramban knows the Isur Shemloishim Meperis is called not Bolu Dechimutz. So what is he going to do with the Mishnah Chala? He's going to have to say, Bolu Dechimutz, it's a matzah dekalocha. It's not, it's halocha in Gidrei Matzah. It's like matzah Shira. It's not halocha in Gidrei Lechem. So therefore, it has no applicability to Chala. And it's very geshmak in the Ramban, because when the Ramban made this point that Isa Shini Leishim Beperis is no good because it's not Bolu Dechimutz, so he said, Beferish, maybe it's only Gili Milson and Chamesh Saminim. So he says, no, I have a Gemara that applies the Hekesh to Matzah Shira, that maybe Matzah Shira is not Chayav Koras. If you ate it as Chometz, maybe you're not Chayav Koras. So you see that it's halacha, what does he mean? He means you see that it's not only in Gidrei Lechem, it's halacha in Dine Matzah and Dine Chometz, that they're hookish del azeh. So who adin dina chal chal? So who adin lagabe bolu dechimutz? If it's not bolu dechimutz, it's not yotzi mitzvah matzah.
But the same way nobody ever thought that matzah shiro should apply to chametz, should apply to challah. Never done on anybody that by challah should be the matzah shiro. So there's no din that by challah should have to be boledei chimus bepoil. That has to do with the hekesh in mitzvah matzah and isah chametz. That's the Ramban. The Rosh, on the other hand, who says beferish that challah has to be boledei chimus, and that's how he learns the din of greyer in Yerushalmi. That it's that greyer. What's the greyer doing? It's already tam kikir. It's already nepachli is dogger. The greyer is because he needs boledei chimus. So the Rosh has to. And what's he going to? So what is he going to do with the Mishnah? The answer is he'll say that he'll have to say meferis is boledei chimus. Could be mechuvin that the Rabban over there by Chalom is this with the babbling and Shami and so on. He never thought he doesn't have the Rosh's trick. He need greyer that it should roll the chimus. Why did the Rabban not learn like the Rosh? So Emes in any way. The Rabban didn't learn like the Rosh because he doesn't have nepach. The Rosh works with nepach and the Rabban doesn't have nepach, so we don't really have to look any further. But the command, not only does the Rabban not have nepach, he doesn't have this notion that Chalom should roll the chimus. So he can't learn with the Rosh from either side. So the Rosh, that's why the Rabban doesn't have the Rosh available. Yes, so this is an interesting thing. I'll leave maybe the Oyim to think about if these two machlokes could be related. So we have a machlokes between the Rabban and the Rosh. They both agree there's a concept that may perish not bolo dechimus. So that has some kind of consequence. But the Rabban holds it's only din by matzah, not a din by a chawa. So it's not a lechem dikadin. It's only din mitzvah matzah. In gidrei lechem, it has no bearing. And the Rosh holds it's a lechem dikadin. That an isur that's not boli lechim is not called a lechem. It applies even to challah. Number two, there's a machlokes is meperis called boli lechim. The Rabban holds meperis is called not boli lechim. And the Rosh of meperis is boli lechim because if you put in water, it would be chametz. Is there a mokum to say? I'm not saying definitely that there is. I don't think there's unambiguously for sure now. But still, I'm leaving to them a little bit to think about if there could be some kind of lishitosim in these two machlokes. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that there is or that there isn't. But maybe something to. I think there's maybe a mokum here if somebody wants to say Torah. Let's just sum up. Is it already late? Yes, it's very late. Just to give a kids an image. What do we see here? So first of all, we saw the machlokes, the Ramban, the Rosh. Just the Rishon. We saw the machlokes, the Ramban, the Rosh. So we saw machlokes, the Ramban, the Rosh. How to reconcile the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli says that the reason why the Tatarim in the mission of Isa Shin Loisha of the Isha that was made from Kita Menoris, from Yeshvatam Matzah, Chayav and Chal, Odom, they say, Yerushalmi Pesach. So the Bavli says, Astam Kikir, and Yerushalmi says, Asgrera. So we saw Machakas, the Russian there, Ramban, how to reconcile the Bavli and Yerushalmi. What's going on over here? The Rush learns that the main thing is Tam Kikir. Because the Rosh has this powerful notion of Tam Kikir that it's Nepach, the chicken soup turns into Chaza, the whole Issa turns into Dogon, and that's the main book, the main act here is in the Gemara in Zochim that the Chitu Al Yedei, the Tam of the Chitu, the whole Issa became an Issa of Dogon. So why don't we eat Greira? It's because there's another Alocha, Bolo De Chimutz. You could have a Lomdash Dogon, it's not Bolo De Chimutz, you need Bolo De Chimutz with Poyol. Bolo De Chimutz with Poyol, says the Rosh, that's provided by Greira. So you see from that Rosh that you need boli dechimus bepoil even by challah. The Mishnah says may peris of chayim and challah. Yishu shnoi shem peris of chayim and challah. That's what we said. It must be may peris is called boli dechimus because you put in water it'll be boli dechimus. The other one, the way the Ramban deals with the Bavli and Yerushalmi, the Ramban doesn't have the concept of nepach, so he can't learn that Tam Kikir does the heavy lifting. So Ramban has to learn the heavy lifting is done by Greira. Really, the main actor is the Yerushalmi Greira. What does Greira do exactly? So the Ramban doesn't say, well, it makes it bolo dechimus. The Ramban's not even sure what greira means. He says, maybe greira just means it's the derech. Nothing even to do with bolo dechimus. So maybe it does have to do with bolo dechimus. But what exactly does greira accomplish? So not so spelled out in the Ramban, but b'pshutli it's a kind of tfelus. That the oir is, because it's a derech to mix in oir is with the dogon, or because the oir is... reacts with the dogon, so the oiris becomes tougher to the dogon, and therefore the oiris also gets a shem lech. Since the oiris is tougher to the dogon, so it gets a shem lechem along with the dogon, and the whole thing becomes lechem, and it's chayv and chal, and you eat chayv is matzah. And that's the Yerushalmi, that's the main word. So why do we need the Bavli Tam Kikur? The man says, yeah, because there's a tonight.
You can only say greyer if the chita is there. If the chita is not there, you can't say greyer. So for the chita to be there, it can't be bottle. So I need time kicker. The chita shouldn't be bottle. It shouldn't drown. But once the chita is there, it's nice and time. It's not bottle. So then it can then it can then do its work of greyer to make the whole thing into lechem and only chita and oiris, like the Yerushalmi says, and so on. That's the Ramban. So in the Ramban, that's the Ramban. So in the Ramban, really, this concept that the Rosh has, that you need boiled chimis bepoil, doesn't really appear over here. Yeah, the oir is, it reacts to be machmet. It's not because there's some conditional lechem has to be boiled chimis. It just shows me that the oir is able to be nitful to the chomets because it's able to acquire properties of dogma. You see, the oir is, when it's put together with chita, it reacts and it gets chita-like properties. So it shows that they have an affinity, so the Eiris is able to become like Dovid. But you don't see in the Ramban some din by Chala that Chala has to be Bolid of Himus Bepoil, like we saw in the Rosh. The Ramban, that doesn't appear. And that's very Mechuvim. Because the Ramban himself has the concept of Bolid of Himus by Matzah, he does have it, that you need Bolid of Himus Bepoil, but he goes so far as to say that Meperis is called Eni Bolid of Himus. As he says that a Matzah that was made with Meperis is not Bolid of Himus. That's very radical. That's your mamish. Not only does he hold from the concept of bolid echimus bepoil, but he applies it even to meperis. Well, that's very big. But then that means then what's he going to do with the mishnah chala? That's the feris. The ishish noishim peris is chayiv and chala. Al kochach, the Ramban has to hold that yes, he has this concept of bolid echimus bepoil. Ad kedekach that he holds it even by meperis. But he must hold it only a matzah dekadim. It's not a gidrei lechem dekadim. That's why it doesn't apply to chala. Chala ishish noishim peris is chayiv and chala. Those are two mahalchim in the Rosh and the Ramban. Okay, I think we continue.
I don't have an iPhone.